Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Things I Care About, and today we are going to talk about space. There's a few news about space that are worth mentioning. First of all, it's related to the Super Bowl, which the Saints won. Congratulations, by the way. People of New Orleans really deserved it, although I was rooting for the Colts, as I said before. But okay, that's it. The thing about space and the Super Bowl is that the coin used for the coin flip in the Super Bowl actually flew in space. The coin was aboard the space shuttle Atlantis in, I guess, the November mission. So yeah, it was a nice thing. It was a way to show support for the NASA and that kind of thing. And yeah, so that coin was in space before it was in Super Bowl. And another thing, the Endeavour is now in space. It was the last launch of a space shuttle at night. I will post the video on the blog. It's a beautiful thing, so you should check it out. And well, there will never be another one. And there are only 4 missions to go for the space shuttles. So in the end of the year, one of the most amazing machines that man has ever built will be retired and will not fly ever again, which is just awful. And continuing with the bad news. Oh, and by the way, what is the space shuttle doing on space? It's carrying a new module for the International Space Station. It's the last one, and it's carrying also a big dome, a glass that has it's not a glass dome, but it has big windows, like big in a way that there is not at this time in the International Space Station. So it's going to give the astronauts that are there amazing view of space outside, and it's going to allow them to view, to see things like the to have a better view for when space shuttles and rockets and all those things dock with the International Space Station, and it's going to allow for great photos also. I bet the guys are going to use those windows to take all kinds of photos. If you would like to see that, I will post links to NASA and probably the pictures themselves of the 3D rendering of that dome. And there will be a video posted of all the activities the space shuttle and the International Space Station will be performing during this mission. And it's a very, very good video, about 5 minutes of in 3D, and it's very cool. I don't know if they have this for all missions, but this is a very, very good one. Okay, so NASA kind of took a beating this week. The Obama administration released the budget for NASA, and it's, well, I think it's tragic. Kind of the best thing the Bush administration did was to program the return of man to the moon, and that was going and I say was going to be huge, because the space shuttle is retiring and Bush created a plan to bring men to the moon using a new program called the Constellation, which included some huge rockets that are needed for carrying men to above low Earth orbit, and to carry all the things that, like lander and that are required for us to go to the moon again. And well, that and the goal was to put men on the moon again by 2020, and that is now, well, fiction. It's not going to happen. Constellation program has been scrapped. The Ares-1 rocket that was going to be the successor of the space shuttle is no more. They are not going to be constructed, and the idea is to wait for private companies to develop viable launch systems that will allow us to further explore space. It's just a very bad decision. It's bad on all accounts. It will make US dependent of Russia and other countries for maintenance, if only maintenance, of the International Space Station, and that is never good. Having one country, well, it's called International Space Station, so leaving it to one country to have the independent ability to go there, US will not be able to go to the International Space Station without Russian rockets at the end of this year. That is just bad. That was predicted, but they were working on the Constellation program. Now they are not working on it anymore. It's done, and it's just a shame. And man will not be on the moon by 2012. By 2012 is next year. By 2020, and it will not go anywhere on the near future. So, well, last time a man went beyond what is called the low Earth orbit was in the last Apollo mission on 1972. That is almost 40 years ago. It's like we keep walking backwards, and I'm sorry, I'm all for private I'm all for giving privates the chance to go to space, but don't rely on them when they can't do it. They can't do it right now. And saying that, hey, we're going to go do incentivize them and we're going to help them, that is not enough. That is not enough. We should be aiming higher, not taking steps back. And I understand it takes a lot of money to run a program like that, but we waste money in insane things, and the US especially wastes money in insane things, and space travel and space exploration is, well, one thing that the world really looks up to the United States. So failing, abandoning that is, well, it's President Obama's biggest mistake to date. And I like the guy, so this news has did the crazy thing that was making me miss George Bush over President Obama, which was unthinkable. And still is, but this is just very bad. So yeah, no moon for us, no moon in 2020, and no moon on the foreseeable future. And that is just awful. We are going to be, well, looking at tapes of 40 years ago and saying, hey, remember when we could do this? We can't anymore. 40 years ago, we could take man to the moon. Now we cannot. How is this possible? I don't understand. So, I wish we had John Kennedy again. So, yeah, there's a lot of unemployment coming for people at Florida. It's expected that 7,000 jobs will be lost when the space shuttles are finally grounded, since there is no alternate program for the people involved with space shuttles to go to. So yeah, that will be one thing for Obama to be proud about. And well, but that will save them some money. And for today, I think it's all. I'm going to continue following the Endeavour mission, and hopefully after the windowed dome is installed, we are going to get some images from it, and that is going to be awesome. And I will try to post them on the blog, so keep coming back. The blog address is tikapod.blogspot.com or tikapod.site.view, that is tikapod.blogspot.com or tikapod.site.vu. And well, until next episode, that is all. Bye.